All right. As promised, we're joined right now by a receiver for the Saints. He's a five-time Pro Bowler, first player in NFL history with at least 70 receptions in each of the seven first NFL seasons he played in. He was second in the league in yards after catch and fourth in receptions since 2014. Nearly 700 receptions and 7,500 career receiving yards. 63rd pick in 2014 at LSU. The Saints are going to open up against Atlanta on September 11th. Jarvis Landry is my guest. Jarvis, it's been a minute or two since you and I have spoken. How are you doing, and how does it feel to be a member of the New Orleans Saints?
Man, thank you for having me on. It has been a minute. It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing. It's a dream come true to be able to play for, you know, the hometown team and have opportunity to do some big things.
Jarvis, it's great to have you back on. So for the folks who are not from Louisiana and did not go to LSU, can you take a moment and explain what that connection to the state is like and why it's so special to be playing at home once again?
Yeah, I mean, it's a place where, you know, football is religion. You know, it's a culture. It's embedded in the culture from childhood, you know, and it's something that means a lot to the state of Louisiana. I know for me, being able to play high school ball, college ball, and now play at the highest of all levels back in Louisiana, like I said, it's a blessing. It's surreal.
Jarvis Landry is joining us now. I know that you and Jameis Winston have had a number of conversations during the decision-making process. What were those conversations like, and what did you take away from them?
I just took away, like, the leadership that Jameis possessed, you know. I've always been a fan of Jameis. I've watched his career over the past couple of years, and I think for me, just our conversation, just understanding his leadership, what he was looking for at this point in his career, the things that, you know, he was trying to accomplish from a team perspective and, you know, as an individual, was something that really just stuck out to me. I believe in him, you know, like he really convinced me, you know, to continue to believe in him, you know, and that was something that really drew my interest into joining the Saints.
Jarvis Landry is joining us. And then on top of that, of course, you've got a receivers room. Jarvis, I'm going to say it's pretty special. And then you're going to come in and take it to another level. When you look at the talent of guys like yourself, a healthy Michael Thomas, also Chris Olave, how good can this group be?
Man, we could be special. You know, it's for us, we got to, you know, learn from each other, you know, play for each other, make the plays that come to us, you know, each guy, myself, Mike, Chris, you know, a couple other guys that's going to help us this year, just, you know, continue to be who they are. You know, I think if we just all continue to be who we are, you know, we're going to make things happen.
I said, Jarvis, like, when you talk about who you are, it seems to me, and this is my take, that when you show up, you're not looking to just show up and put up numbers. You are looking to help change the culture, impact the culture. As an example, when you arrived in Cleveland, they had won just one game in the previous two seasons. They were the laughingstock of the league, and I think that you were the face of that turnaround. How were you able to change and impact the culture the way you did there?
Yeah, I mean, the culture in New Orleans is already set, right? You know, they've been able to, you know, be 1-2 in that division for a long time. They've been able to make a few playoff runs. I think, you know, for me, you know, I always want to go into a situation, you know, I'm a leader by example, so I always want to go into a situation not talking much, just working, you know, and paying attention to everything, obviously respecting the leaders and the culture that's already embedded. And then finding my niche, you know, finding where I can step in, and from a leadership standpoint, also from a player standpoint, as a receiver, you know, a mentor, as a vet, you know, just finding my lane and where I can fit in with this team. That way when the season starts and as the season goes, you know, it has a good flow to it. And the things that the New Orleans Saints believe in and something that is in me too, I'm sure.
Listen, I get that. I understand that. And you're going to be more about action than what you actually say per se. However, there was that legendary speech in the receivers room back in Cleveland about being a professional, about practicing until your leg falls off. I mean, it was awesome, I think. From the outside looking in, I thought it was awesome. What do you remember about that speech and then the impact it had on everybody else?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's one of the things that was a big part of the turnaround in Cleveland. Obviously, you know, it wasn't only me. You know, it wasn't only me winning games. It wasn't only me leading guys. But that was something that definitely helped change the mindset in the receiver room, you know. And then, you know, as I began to have more conversations with other players in different positions, you know, then those things from a mindset standpoint begin to change, and you get the right type of guys in the building, you know, you can change your culture, you know. But I'm grateful to say that, you know, I left, you know, Cleveland better than, you know, the position that I found it in. And, you know, in life and in all things that we do, we all aspire to do that. So I'm happy about it.
Jarvis Landry joining us. I want to ask you something. I'm reporting about this. I think you did. You absolutely left that situation better than the situation you inherited or went into. I get that it's a business, but I want you to help me with this. It's a different kind of business, right? Business is business, but this is a business where you fight through certain injuries and you make certain sacrifices. And if you lay it all out there for the organization, and then the organization doesn't do probably everything in its power to fight to keep you, does that hurt? Does that sting? What does that feel like?
Yeah, of course it does. You know, but as I'm understanding, as many of guys have before me have understood, and guys after me will understand that, you know, it's about what you can do for me now, you know. And, you know, the loyalty only extends to a certain extent. And, you know, being able to go in and do your job each and every day to the highest level, leaving it all out there on the field is all you can do, you know. And all my brothers that's in the league now and, you know, after me, you know, like, I'll always just tell you, you know, like, just do your part and let the rest take care of itself. That'll be my only, you know, advice. And, you know, at the end of the day, you'll have to live with it, you know what I'm saying? So when the smoke clears and, you know, everything is settled, you kind of look back at your career. As I look back, being traded twice, well, being traded and then being released, it's, you know, it's eye-opening, this business side of it, things, but it doesn't change the way that I approach the game, the way that I train, and the things that I want to accomplish from a team perspective and as an individual, while I still have this window to be able to do to play the game that I love, you know?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I think that response right there, I think that's real. I think that's professional. I think that's powerful. I think that's even bigger than the NFL, man. That's some life stuff right there. That's the kind of thing you tell your kids. That's the kind of thing you tell your friends. That's a really powerful statement I think you just made. So Tyron comes back home. You come back home. Odell does not have a team at that moment. How badly would you like for him to be on this team? And if you try to recruit him?
I think any team, you know, when he's healthy, would love to have a guy like that on their roster. You know, he's a tremendous player. He's a tremendous leader. Obviously, you know, he has the God-given ability to change a game, to take a game over. And that's, you know, I suspect that that's going to be the same thing that, you know, when he comes back healthy, that he can do. So I would love to have him be a Saint, but, you know, I know that'll be no small task, but we'll try to figure it out, trust me.
Jarvis Landry joining me for another moment or so. So I spoke with Tyron recently, and knowing him, knowing how you operate, I know that neither of you are there just because it's a nice story to come home. You're there to win, and you're there to win big. Have you allowed yourself to think about what it might feel like to win a Super Bowl with the Saints?
You know what? I haven't actually taken a moment, right, to you know, tell you what that feeling would be to win a Super Bowl. You know, period, you know, and obviously to win the Super Bowl in the state that I grew up in and played most of my football in, I haven't took a moment to understand what that feeling would be, but I'm looking forward to doing everything I possibly can on my end to making sure that, you know, when we have this conversation again at the end of the year when the Saints are holding that Super Bowl trophy, I'll be able to tell you what it feels like.
That's really interesting, really quickly. So, like, why some people have this image and they try to burn that image kind of into their mental hard drive and it's always there. And you just said, no, I have not allowed myself to think about that. In fact, I generally don't think about that. Is that just a matter of you always being where your feet are, or why do you not think about that?
I mean, I think, listen, naturally, I train to be a champion. You know, naturally, everybody work in the off season to be a champion. But at the end of the day, I think that, you know, it still comes down to the process, you know, and like you said, and being where your feet are. You know, there are a lot of games before that game actually takes place, you know, and you know, and I think that that's kind of where my mind is and where my mindset is. You know, I train to be a champion. Everything that we do, we aspire to, you know, be the best at it and, you know, be recognized for it. And in this sport, you know, it doesn't come, you know, after the first game, the second game, after a winning streak, after a losing streak. You know, it comes when it comes, and that's something that I've realized. And, you know, so I've just set my intentions on, like you say, day to day, be where my feet are, and hopefully at the end of all of this, you know, we all rewarded, you know, in the New Orleans Saints organization.
It clearly works. He's a five-time Pro Bowler. I laid out the numbers as well. Jarvis Landry joining us once again on the show. Man, it is so good to have you back, Jarvis, on the program. I really appreciate you. I appreciate that conversation, and great to have you back, man. Good luck. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Much respect, Jarvis. Love that.